Hello, sir. Remember me? I'm the man you thought I'd never be. The boy who you reduced to tears. The lad called Thingy for 6 whole years. Yeah, that's right. My name's Bob. The one who landed the pop star's job. The one who you told Luke don't touch. The kid who wouldn't amount to much. Well, I'm here. And you're still there. With your fake sports car and receding hair. Dodgy Farrah trousers that you think are smart. Married to the woman that teaches art. Married to the life. Married to the school. I want to sing and dance, sir. Now, who's the fool? Sing and dance. You thought I was balmy. Settle down, Thingy. Join the army. And who are you to tell me this? The dream I once I'll have to miss. Sir is God. He's been given the right to structure lives overnight. Now I know life's true path. Tanks and guns. That'll be a laugh. No, not me. I'm a mega civilian. I will lead my life riding pillion. But thanks for the advice, and I'm sure it'll do for the negative dickheads just like you.
Everything really wrapped up nicely.
To really want to arouse Argentina. Sorry, Argentina don't really seem to have started the second half yet. That's not commentating. That is in a hammock mumbling. That is mumbling. And then you turn on the talk, and I've got to say, really, do we know? We're all ironic about the station. That was a great, great con. That brought every second of the flavour to us.
Remember last season? Remember Gilbert Street?
He's got a degree.
Well, any good. He's got the extra yard. When he does that, he speaks like a pirate. Andy Gray speaks like a pirate, and Alan Parry as well. Yeah, and that was it. I mean, that,
very good.
That was better than anything. Apparently, Radio 5 had the tennis on.
Yeah.
Yay! And Alan Parry got that as well. If you know,
we earlier on, but it was very important for the last session of Population and Eagle Science.
Hats off to Alan Parry, who said, I don't know what Earth's rival stations are doing at the moment, but if you're covering the women's tennis today, you're missing the big picture and you're going to stay with every second of it at the World Cup with Talk Radio. Yes! I leapt up in the old Land Rover, then you're right. Thunder at them. You are with Talk Radio. I'm Danny Baker.
Well, I'm Danny Kelly.
You might want to ring us up. 0500 1053 89. It's free. You ring us up. We put you on the radio. It doesn't cost you a penny, but you've got to talk about the World Cup and nothing but the World Cup. Dan, what do we do? What are we going to do? What have we got in the mail?
Oh, you've got loads in the mail. I'm
still thrilled with Andy Gray. I can't talk properly.
I cannot believe people are squeezing more sort of flavoury gravy juice out of pies. That's a very good pie.
Yeah, I swear to God, they're really funny.
Okay. I've got perhaps the funniest response to any of England performances from a Norwegian newspaper.
Really?
I've got the full itinerary. If you decide to take up a course of exploring ways to help our planet,
yeah,
it's David Icke's new
is
business.
Is it really? Well, that's entirely where Glenn Hoddle is going. I'm not the first to point out he's going the David Icke route. And as I was saying today, why doesn't he take over the vacant American position? It's much more in his line of thinking. You know, have you ever seen a World Cup coverage when England out and now the dust has settled? We did lose two of the four matches we went out of.
That's it, Jack.
That's not good enough. We were playing Argentina because we failed against the poor Romania. And, the manager of the squad...
Croatia even...
The manager of the squad, of course, you know, as I say, I'll get this out of the way and you can thunder against it, but I'm not taking any calls. And the fact is, when Paul Merton coming on, it wasn't Paul Gascoigne coming on, which may have been different. Wouldn't have turned the game, but you don't do that. And there was that moment, said Merton's coming on. No, you don't do that. They needed more of a lift in. That should have been Paul Gascoigne coming on. But on top of that, there he is. He can make that decision. And yet, when he was forced to look at what Michael Owen can do against that last 10 minutes for Romania, up until then, the manager of the squad thought Teddy Sherry and was the best person to play up front. Oversight don't come any bigger than that, and we lost two games out of four. Of course we came home. And I must say, when the Argentinian coach went alongside, you must have seen this
giving
film,
giving the England players
everyone
the moon, the male masturbatory gesture.
They didn't moon, they gave the male masturbatory gesture, but England were waiting for their coach, and the Argentinians pulled up alongside of us and, well, did everything short of mooning, didn't they?
They
let England know they'd just beaten them, and I've got to say,
that's the right thing to do.
But that's not the thing Glenn would have. And I must say, all that time they were out there in the World Cup, when you think back over other campaigns, there has never been less shots of them seemingly enjoying themselves. They were all sober, no puns intended, shots of the training field, and lots of Tony Adams in the low lighting, giving it this voice about a man can confront himself in adversity. Shut up!
And
win the World Cup, you nitwit! Have a few drinks and win the World Cup!
I've got the pre-publicity for Tony Adams's How I Came Back from the Dead plus World Cup 98 diary book.
Oh, is there?
Oh, it's...
Yeah, well, but as we know, the World Cup will be won by Germany. I don't want to depress you, but Germany are going to win it.
Who's got Germany on our list?
It'll be Germany.
Greg's Germany.
And then,
I still think Danny Kelly's Brazil got a good chance.
No, I don't know. As I said to you before we come near, Dan, it is not enough now that we must believe Germany won't win it when they're out. That still won't be enough. I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Talk Radio, we must kill them. We have got to kill the Germans to stop them winning the World Cup. With silver bullets and with stakes through the heart. But we must kill Germany. It's the only way they're not going to win the World Cup. Please don't take me literally and go out there with some gel ignite. But you understand what I'm saying. The only way we're going to stop Germany winning it is to kill them, because they're going to beat everyone they play. All right, yes, who's still left in it? Well, Danny Kelly's Brazil still here. Sean's Croatia. Sean, you might want to ring us up, Sean, if you're listening, and tell us how you're, if you've actually backed this up with any monies. Stuart's France. I still think France will win the World Cup. I know it's not much of a stake now, there's only five teams left, but France certainly will do it. Sadly, Greg's Germany, of course, and Innes. Innes, do you want to ring us? You've got Holland, and, I tend to think that even against Brazil, people were saying, yeah, come on, Holland, have a game of it. I think they'll beat them. I think Holland will beat Brazil, because, as you know, I promise the every piece of paper that comes in here saying Brazil will win the World Cup. If Brazil do win it, I'll eat every piece of paper that people write in here saying Brazil will win the World Cup. I'll eat them live and on the air in some kind of broth.